Get behind the scenes in high school sports by checking out the second half on the MHSA website. Features, information, MHSA finals coverage, and other fun stuff make the second half a great starting point for high school sports information each and every day right on the homepage of the MHSA website. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics. Tonight's high school football playoff game brought to you in part by Maple View Animal Hospital, Village Inn Pizza, Sports and Grill, Russ's Restaurants, Taylor Rental, Crown Motors, Shoreline Orthopedics, Westonbrook Outdoor Power, and Reliable Sport and Ski. Now, the two teams have made their way back out onto the field for the second half. Updating you on some other scores around the area. It is Hudsonville 19, East Kentwood 6. That's in the second quarter over at Hudsonville in a battle of OK Red Conference rivals. Lowell fell behind early against Mona Shores, but the Red Arrows have come back. It's Lowell 13, Mona Shores 12 in the second quarter. At Hackley Stadium in Muskegon, second quarter, it's the Big Reds of Muskegon High 28, Reese Puffer 14. Comstock Park leads Fremont 20-7, that game in the second quarter. Spring Lake over Belding 14-13, that's in the second quarter. And Calvin Christian out in front of North Point Christian by a score of 14-6. I think that's a Division 7 or Division 6 contest. So we'll try and keep you posted on some of the other scores. Again, the opponent for this winner of this ball game won't be determined until tomorrow. That's because that is when Grand Rapids Christian and Forest Hills Northern will play against each other. That game is at Grand Rapids Christian. Don't forget to join us for Hope College Flying Dutchman football action tomorrow from Zollner Stadium in Angola, Indiana, as the Flying Dutchman hit the road to take on the Thunder of Trine University. Join Ron Weatherby and Jerry Klomparns for the call of tomorrow's game right here on the Lakeshore's 92.7 The Van with a broadcast time beginning at 12:40 on WHTC, or rather 92.7 The Van. And speaking of Hope College, congratulations to the Hope volleyball team. They win a share of the MIAA Volleyball Championship tonight with a sweep of Albion 25-15, 25-11, 25-12. Hope will likely share the championship with Calvin. Calvin playing Kalamazoo right now. At last check, the Knights were up by two sets in that game as they try to close out the season. Hope and Calvin have just one loss on the season. That was to each other. Calvin won in Grand Rapids, and the Flying Dutch won the rematch back in Holland. Wes is going to get the football first to start the second half. You might remember the Chicks won the toss to start the ball game and elected to take the first possession, but they went three and out on their first possession, and they just have not been able to mount any sort of offensive attack tonight. They have just 50 yards in total offense in the first two quarters of this ball game. Mona Shores has come back and taken the lead back against Lowell. It's now 18-13 Sailors. That is late in the second quarter. South Christian ahead of Otsego by a score of 28-0. That game is late in the second quarter. Ducks are in the green uniforms. They're the home team tonight because they had the higher point total during the regular season in terms of playoff points. They got the green jerseys with the gold numerals, green helmets, and white pants. The Chicks are in the white uniforms, brown numerals, gold helmets, and brown pants. Danny Bonner will await the kick for the Ducks. And Dakota Gurink is also back there. Avery Eccles will get his first chance to kick the football tonight for the Chicks. He's been the kicker all season long. He had a 28-yard field goal in the first meeting between these two teams right before halftime that had given East a three-point lead. But it has been a much different story again tonight. Ducks will go left to right across your radio dial. Fans on both sides making a lot of noise. You see the Quack Pack off to our right, all dressed in white tonight, and they are bouncing up and down. Eccles approaches the ball, the kick is away, and it is going to sail into the end zone for a touchback. So the Ducks will get it at the 20 to start the second half. Casey Brinks, the sophomore, is the quarterback. He'll operate with Marcus Lambert at fullback, Cole Hessian, and Danny Bonner, the tailbacks. And Hessian had a real good start to the ball game. Bowder got off to a bit of a slow start, but Bowder got broke loose with a couple of big plays late in the second quarter and to help the Ducks build that 22-0 lead. Don't forget, after the game, we'll have our Village Inn Pizza Player of the Game. You'll have an opportunity to win a $20 gift certificate to Village Inn Pizza and Sports Grill. Brinks brings them up. It's a straight T formation. The give is to... It looks like Hessian with it. And he gets it, plows his way ahead to the 25. Hessian wears 22, Bowder wears 23, so sometimes it's hard to tell who's got the football in that pile. Compagner led the way along with Veening for the Chicks on the stop, and they'll actually mark it at the 26, so again a 6 for Cole. Second and 4 for the Ducks from their 26. Two tight ends in the ball game. Jordan Van Dort is one of them. Zach Papama is the other. Seven-man front for the Chicks. The give up the middle to Marcus Lambert. And Marcus over the top gets out to about the 28. Man, Lambert hasn't carried the ball a whole lot tonight. Bud Cliffman on the stop, along with Dozman for the Chicks. Going to be third, and we'll call it 2. The ball at mark at the 28 of the Ducks. Just underway, second half, 22-0 West in the lead. Here's the give on the right side, and it is... I believe that's Bowder with it. Check that's Hessian, and Cole picks up the first down out to the 33. Now, Cole started to his right, then cut back to his left, and he was able to find enough of an opening to get that first down. Now, this is a big defensive stand here for Zealand East. They need to get a stop and get the football back. They had an opportunity late in the first half when they got the fumble recovery to get back in this ball game, but it all went poorly after that with back-to-back penalties and then the interception followed by Bowder's 53-yard TD run. Brinks is going to keep it himself. And Casey is out close to the 40. Check that's Lambert. I thought Brinks had pulled the ball out of Marcus's midsection, and Marcus still had the football, and he picks up about 6.
Second and 4. Almost without
fail. It'll be second and 4 for the Ducks from their 39. We've played a little more than 2 minutes here in the third quarter. And for the most part, it's been... 3 yards here, 5 yards there. There has not been a lot of big plays, but they've had enough of them. Here's Bowder with it, and Danny is close to a first down out to the 43.
Three out of the four he needed. Yep.
Travis Jake is on the stop. They'll mark it just short of a first down. It's going to be third and less than a yard from the 43. And are they going to measure? I think John Shillita wants a measurement. It's really close. They're not going to measure. They're going to put it right between the 42 and 43. Third and a half yard for the Ducks. Here's the give. It's Hessian with it, and Cole has a first down over the 45 to the 46. Nothing fancy there. Right over the top. Jacob Compagner on the stop for East. So the Ducks move the chains. They've picked up a couple of first downs to start this second half, and this is promising to be one of those methodical drives that eats up a ton of clock. Brinks brings them up. Brinks is going to roll out to his right. He's going to keep it. We got a flag down, and Brinks is hit by one man and stays on his feet and is finally dropped at the 48 along the near sideline. But we're going to get a holding call against West.
Holding signal against the offense.
And I presume the Chicks are going to take the penalty. They will. So a 10-yard walk-off, and it's going to end up being first and 18 once they set the football back at the 38.
38-yard line. First and 18.
Erasmo Sarmiento in the ballgame is one of the defensive linemen. Chicks at jam seven along the front line. Now they're going to bring a linebacker. Here's the give to, I think it's Bowder with it. Bowder on the counter play, and he got nothing.
Give him a yard.
Travis Jacobs on the stop again.
Second and 17.
He was on that side, and he ran the counter direct into it.
So it'll be second and 17 for West. They have it at their 39. They have had the ball 4.5 minutes already in this quarter, and they haven't even reached midfield yet. And that's just fine with John Shilla, though. He figures the less time he has to on offense for the football. Here's Brinks. He's going to fake it. He's going to keep it on the bootleg, and he's out over the 40 to the 42. They wrestle him back. They're trying to rip the ball out of his hands, and Casey's having none of that. Nyberg came up from the secondary, and Michael Bellis, the sophomore, also there as well.
Forward progress.
They'll give him to the 42, a gain of 3 for Brinks.
Third and 14.
That was Casey's fifth carry of the ball game. 19-13, Hudsonville over East Kentwood at the half. And Lowell has regained the lead. It's now 20-18 Red Arrows, and that's late in the second quarter. Brinks brings him up. Third and long for the Ducks. They're going to send Bowner in motion to the left. First time we've seen that tonight. They're going to roll Brinks to the left. He throws downfield. He's got two guys out there. It's caught by Papama. He's to the 30. He's down to the 20. He's going to be dragged down at the 16-yard line. There were two receivers downfield. Bowner was one of them. Papama was the other. They were both wide open. It's a gain of 41 yards down to the 18 of the Chicks. The first pass of the night for Casey Brinks, and it's a big one. So Brinks keeps up his average on the season. He came in with a 42-yard per completion average, which is, that's just ridiculous. So the Ducks back in the red zone again. They have it at the Chicks' 18-yard line. Straight to the formation. Brinks gives it off to Hessian, and Cole is down near the 10. Cole Hessian picking his way through the East defense. Jacob Gregory came up from the secondary, and once again Jacobs was there as well. Gain of 8 for Cole. Second and 2 for the Ducks from the Chicks' 10-yard line, and boy, if the Ducks put it in here, you got to start thinking about next week already, because right now the Chicks have nothing going. Brinks under center, gives it to Trent Kajawa over the left side, and he is close to a first down. I believe he does have it down to the 8, maybe the 7.
For the first down.
It will be first down for Zeeland. Actually, they're going to put him at the 6, it looks like.
Of the Chicks.
So Kajawa has filled in nicely at that halfback position tonight. 5:13 to go in the third, and the Chicks have yet to smell the football here in this third quarter. This is already a 7-minute drive. Straight T the formation. Brinks comes up under the center, who's A.J. Tinholt. Brinks hands it off. It's to Hessian, and he dives inside the 5 down to the 3.
Brought down by Rasmo Sarmiento.
Sarmiento on the stop for the Chicks. Second and goal coming up.
At the 3. Really good second and goal.
Hessian now over 100 yards rushing in the contest. Unofficially, he's at 103. The ball at the 3, second and goal to go. They may run right behind the right side of the line here. Brinks under center. They give to Kajawa over the left side. And Kajawa's into the end zone. Touchdown, Zeeland West. And Trent Kajawa with his first touchdown of the season. He came into the ballgame having carried the ball only 9 times on the season for 65 yards, but he hits pay dirt here with 4:12 to play in the third quarter. It is now 28-0 Ducks.
Ducks will once again attempt 2 points.
They'll go for two. And boy, what a drive by the Ducks here. An 80-yard drive to start the second half that took up nearly 8 minutes of clock. They'll go for two. Brinks rolls right. He's got Bowder wide open, and it's good for two. The Chicks defense bit for the fake. Nobody went with Bowder, and Brinks just kind of lobbed it up there, and Danny caught it for a two-pointer. 4:12 to play in the third quarter. It is now Zeeland West 30, Zeeland East nothing. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com. A methodical 80-yard, 13-play drive for Zeeland West, and the Ducks now lead at 30-0. Here's a pop-up kick. It's fielded at the 22, to the 25, up to the 28, and spinning ahead to the 30 is Kylan Barton, one of the wide receivers, whose name we have not called tonight. And the Chicks, with 4:04 to play in the third, staring at a Mount Everest-sized lead or deficit, 30-0. Dan Pohanka comes out to lead the Chicks, and they have got to strike and strike quickly here. Two receivers on the right, single receiver left. Two running backs in the backfield with Pohanka, who is in the gun. Four-man front for the Ducks. The give up the middle to Westra. Westra's with running room. He's down the left sideline. He might go 40, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Zeeland East. Corey Westra, who was quiet in the first half with just 5 yards on two carries, goes 70 yards to Pater, and the Chicks are on the board. They got the home run they wanted for. 3:53 to play in the third. It's now 30-6 in favor of Zeeland West. Well, Wester, who went for 227 in the first meeting between these two teams and three touchdowns, came up, finally got a big one tonight. They're going to kick the extra point. Echols on for the extra point. Here's the snap. Avery approaches the ball. The kick is in the air, and it is good. 3:53 to play in the third. The Chicks are on the board, but it is still Zeeland West 30, Zeeland East 7. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. It took the Chicks exactly one play to eclipse their entire total offense in the first half. They had 50 yards total offense in the first half. Corey Wester just went 70 to pay dirt to get the Chicks on the board. With 3:53 to play in the third, it's 30-7, and the Ducks are expecting an onside kick. There are nine guys bunched between midfield and the 35-yard line. Here we go. It is an onside kick to the left, and it is fielded quite nicely. Nate Ford, a backup running back, fielded the ball like a shortstop and just fell on the football at the 47 of the Ducks.
Forward's recovery gives the Ducks first and 10.
So Casey Brings will bring the West offense back out onto the field. They'll mark it at the 46, but the Ducks will have the football. The last time they had it, they took up 7 minutes and 48 seconds of the clock. A 13-play, 80-yard drive that was capped off by Trent Kujawa scoring his first touchdown of the season on a 3-yard run. Bowder is back in the ball game. Got a different fullback in the ball game, it looks like, right now for the Ducks. Bowder gets the handoff. He's up to the 47. Grant Postma is in at fullback for the Ducks instead of Lambert.
Travis Jacobs,
who's been a busy young man on defense tonight for East, on the stop. Gain of one for Bowder.
Second
Powder now with 76 yards rushing on 8 carries. Hessian is over 100 yards for the Ducks. Straight T the formation, two tight ends in the ball game. Ducks have 7 on the front with 2 linebackers up close. Here's the give to Hessian, and Cole gets out close to midfield.
Cole Hessian.
They stop him at the 49, Veening on the stop along with Seth Nyberg.
Nyberg and Veening on the tackle at the Ducks 49.
So a gain of 2 for Hessian. Third and 7 coming up. We're under 3 minutes to play in the third. 30-7, Zeeland West in the lead. Hudsonville now leads East Kentwood at the half 26-13. At the half in Muskegon, it's the Big Reds 28, Reese Puffer 14.
26, East Kentwood 13.
Muskegon 28,
third, and we'll call it 6 from midfield. Brinks under center. Counterplay, the give is to Hessian, and Cole is close to a first down. I believe he has it inside the 45, down to the 44.
Appears to be close to a first down.
They fake the give to Bauer, then came back to Hessian on the counter. They're gonna measure. If it's not a first down, it's going to be fourth and extremely short.
Halftime score, Muskegon 28, Muskegon Reese Puffer.
South Christian now had 28-0 in the third over Otsego. The Oak Ridge boys, Muskegon Oak Ridge over Nuevo in the third, 21-14. No, they're not singing Elvira. Allendale over Grand Rapids Catholic Central, 14-7 in the second. Third quarter now, Rockford 3, Traverse City West 0. It is going to be first down by the nose of the football for the Ducks. He didn't get it by much, but he got it by enough. So it'll be first and 10 for West from the East 44-yard line. 2:24 to play in the third quarter. The winner of this game will play against Grand Rapids Christian or Forest Hills Northern next weekend. That game will be played tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Eagle Stadium in Grand Rapids. Brinks takes, gives it up the middle to the fullback. That's Postma, and he's down to the 40, maybe the 39. Check that. That's Nolan Rapp on the carry. Nolan is normally the backup fullback, and that's
Rapp, the ball carrier.
That's his first carry of the ball game.
He's to the 39 of Zeeland East.
Gain of 5 for Rapp.
5.
Second and 5. Under 2 minutes to go in the third. The rain, it is rain the entire night. And as far as Zeeland West is concerned, they can let it rain. Here's Brinks under center. The give is to Rapp up the middle. Rapp to the 35. Down to the 30. He almost broke it. Veening had to make the tackle, and or Rapp would have been off to the races.
Not until he has a first down. First and 10.
And right now, the West offense is owning the line of scrimmage. First and 10. Brinks gets the play from Coach Shillito. West leads the all-time series 6-4 after East had the victory earlier this year. But right now, West trying for its 7th win in the series. They give to Hessian over the right side. He's down to the 26, maybe the 25. That's Gurick actually on the
carry.
Cole Hessian, I take that back. Veening on the stop, gain of 4.
Second and 6 for the Ducks.
Second and 6 coming up for the Ducks. Under a minute to go in the third. So maybe one more play, maybe 2 before the end of the quarter. And this has been a dominating performance by Zeeland West tonight. Very similar to last year's playoff game. Full house backfield. Here's the give to Bowder. Danny inside the 25, down to the 23, maybe the 22.
Danny Bowder carries the football.
And the offensive line for the Ducks just really plowing the holes.
It,
Berghorst, a freshman on the stop for East. It's Trevor Raby and Smith Sambuteroff are the tackles. Chris Ashford is the guard along with T.J. Langland, and the center is A.J. Tinhold. We've come to the end of the third quarter here at Zeeland Stadium. Zeeland West in control. The Ducks lead Zeeland East 30-7. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com. Fourth quarter action underway here at Zeeland Stadium. 30-7, Ducks lead the Chicks. If you're wondering about the other area team in the playoffs, the Saugatuck Indians, well, they are not having a good night tonight. Late second quarter was the last score we had. It's Pawama Westphalia 32, the Indians nothing. Saugatuck was 8-1 coming into the ball game, but they are having their hands full tonight with Pawama Westphalia. That game airing on 92.7 The Man with Gary Stevens on the play-by-play. Ducks 3rd and 2 from the Chicks 22 as we start the fourth quarter. Straight to the formation, two tight ends in the ball game. Brinks is under center. Casey takes, and the give over the left side, and with a first down inside the 20, down to the 17. That's Danny Bonner with it. Picks up 5.
He has enough for the first down. First and 10 at the 16-yard line.
Well, they'll mark it at the 16, so we'll give Danny 6 on the carry. The time of possession in the third quarter, Zeeland West 11 minutes and 41 seconds, Zeeland East 19 seconds. They ran exactly one offensive play. It went for a touchdown, West was 70-yard run, but West had the ball every other play in the quarter. Here's the give to the fullback, and going into the end zone and scoring is Grant Postma. Touchdown, Zeeland West, Grant Postma. A 16-yard touchdown run. And Postma, let me check the stats here. Postma had come in, he had carried the ball only one time all season coming into the ball game. And he takes it in from 16 yards out for the score. They'll go for two here with 11:26 left. And rolling out to his left is Brinks, throws into the end zone and it's broken up. But Zeeland West scores again. On a 16-yard run by Grant Postma, 11:26 to play. It's now 36-7. Zeeland West in the lead. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com. Well, Zeeland West adding to its lead as Grant Postma scores on a 16-yard run. It's now 36-7 in favor of the Ducks. Lundeen approaches the ball, sends it away, and Gregory's going to take it at the 2. Gregory comes up to the middle. He's to the 10. Now cuts to the outside, to the 15, to the 20, to the 25, and outside the numbers at the 30, and that's about where Gregory is dropped. Gurink on the coverage that time for the Ducks. 11:15 left to go, and the Ducks looking very much like they're going to be moving on moving on to next week's second round against either Grand Rapids Christian or Forest Hills Northern. They mark it at the 29. Single receiver on the left, two receivers on the right, two running backs in the backfield with Dan Pohanka, the junior quarterback. Pohanka takes, throws a quick screen on the outside. Little bubble screen there. It's up to the 32-yard line.
Swing pass is complete to Josh Hart.
Josh Hart with his first catch of the ball game. It's a pickup of 3.
Second and 7.
Now, Pohanka now with just 17 yards passing in the contest, and really they just have not hit a big play yet tonight. Second and 7 for the Chicks. Clock running, 10:45 left. Two receivers right, single receiver left. Pohanka with two running backs in the backfield. Four-man front for the Ducks. Lambert looks like he's going to come on a blitz. Give up the middle to Westra. I believe that was Westra on the carry. He's out over the 35 to the 36.
Up to the 36-yard line.
Wester just his fourth carry of the ball game. He had a 70-yard touchdown run in the third quarter, which was the only offensive play the Chicks ran in that third period. Third and four for the Chicks from their 35. Two receivers right, one on the left. Pohanka in the gun. Pohanka takes, and he fakes the give. He's going to throw it deep. He's got a man up there. It's down inside the 40. It's Barton with it, and Barton is wrestled out of bounds at the 30, and we get a flag at the end of the play. This is probably going to be some type of face mask or late hit penalty. Nice fake by Pohanka that time, and he put it right out there for Kylan
Barton.
It's a gain of 35 yards, Barton's first catch of the night, and there's going to be a penalty at the end of the play. Personal foul is going to be the call against Zeeland West, so that's going to put it down to the 15.
The Chicks will now have the ball, first and 10.
So the first big play of the night for the Chicks, a 35-yard pass plus the 15-yard penalty, and the Chicks have it in the red zone at the 15 of the Ducks with 9:55 to go. Two receivers left, single receiver right. Pohanka is in the gun. He's got Veeney on his right, Wester on his left. Give is to Veeney. Spencer around the left side, down to the 13, down to the 12.
Kujawa.
Trent Kujawa on the stop.
Along with A.J. Tinholt.
And A.J. Tinholt was also there as well.
The ball is at the 12.
Spencer Veeney has been held in check tonight by the Zeeland West defense. Second and seven from the 12. Pohanka is in the shotgun. He's back to throw, rolls right, throws, got a receiver, and it's dropped. It was in the hands of Devin Butler down around the 6-yard line, and he just watched that one slide right through his breadbasket.
Third and seven.
Now, Pohanka's had a couple of drops tonight. I mean, where he put the ball right in the receiver's hands, and the receiver could not hang on to the football. You can't, you really can't ask much more of your quarterback than that. Clock stop with 9:21 to go. Third and seven coming up for Zeeland East from the West 12-yard line. Four wide receivers now, two on either side. Veeney is the lone running back lined up to the right of Pohanka. Pohanka takes, and he faked the give to Veeney, and Veeney, I don't think, wanted to give up the football, and Pohanka ended up getting about 2 yards down to the 10. Carson Butts on the and Trevor Raby on the stop. Fourth and five for the Chicks. The ball at the West 10-yard line. 8:54, the clock running. 36-7, Zeeland West in the lead. Well, the Chicks have to score here and get an onside kick and score quickly again if they are going to get back in this ball game. Three receivers tightly bunched on the right. Pohanka is in the gun. Low snap. Pohanka rolls out to his right. Rolling. Throws into the end zone. It is. Did he catch it? It is caught for a touchdown. Touchdown, Zeeland East. And we get a flag at the end of the play. Kylan Barton just went down to his knees and was waiting for the football as he caught the football right in the corner of the end zone. And Barton, I think, paid the price for that catch. Personal foul is going to be the penalty against Zeeland West. This will probably be assessed on the kickoff. But it's a 10-yard TD pass from Pohanka to Kylan Barton for the touchdown. It's now 36-13, Zeeland West with 8:25 to play. And now the personal foul is going to be assessed on the kickoff. So the Chicks will kick off from the West 45-yard line. It looks like they'll go for two here. I don't see Eccles, the kicker, out there. So Kylan Barton with the touchdown catch.
The Chicks will go for the two-point conversion.
For Pohanka, that's his ninth touchdown pass of the season. They'll go for two. Two receivers on the left, single receiver on the right. And the give is to... Oh, Pohanka's got it back. Pohanka is going to be dropped a yard short of the end zone. He faked the give to Veening going left and then came back to his right. But the Ducks stop him just shy of the goal line. So with 8:25 to play, it's Zeeland West 36, Zeeland East 13. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Kylan Barton with his second touchdown receiving of the season for Zeeland East, a 10-yard pass from Bohanka. It's now 36-13. The ball, after the personal foul, is marked at the Zeeland West 45, and I'm pretty sure the Chicks are going to try an onside kick here. Everybody's expecting it. Here we go. It's a bouncing kick. It's bouncing around at the 30-yard line. I think West was able to cover it. They do. And it was Grant Postma who scored the touchdown on the last Zeeland West possession that covered the football for the Ducks. So they'll have it at their 30 with 8:23 left. It's now 39-0 Pewamo Westphalia over Saugatuck in the third. Rockford has extended its lead over Traverse City West to 10-0 that game in the third quarter.
End of the third quarter, Hudsonville 26, East Kentwood 13.
End of the third quarter, Hudsonville 26, East Kentwood.
Casey Brinks comes out to lead the West offense. Muskegon has opened it up on Reese Puffer. It's now 42-14 Big Reds late in the third. Two tight ends in the ball game, straight T the formation. And Brinks is going to roll out to throw here. He airs it out. DB's got Bowder out there. It's going to be incomplete. And we're going to get a pass interference call. Bowder had gotten behind the defensive back, and the defensive back was shielding off Bowder as Bowder tried to come back to the football. We're going to get a pass interference call. That's a 15-yard walk-off, and it will be a first down. Up to the 45-yard line. So Zeeland West, provided this score holds up, would host next week Grand Rapids Christian or Forest Hills Northern. Comstock Park leading Fremont 28-7 in the third. Check that, 29-7. Spring Lake over Belding 20-13 in the third. Many thanks to Lee Lamberts, whose computer I'm looking over at. First and 10 for the Ducks from their 45. Well, officially, Briggs has thrown one pass tonight, and that went for a 41-yard completion. That set up a touchdown for the Ducks. Brinks hands it off up the middle, and up to the 46, but no further.
Postma carried.
That was Postma on the carry.
Tackles. Gain of one.
Well, they got 21, 22, and 23 in the ballgame right now for the Ducks. Post was 21, Hessian is 22, and Bowder is 23. Second and 9 for the Ducks. Clock moving, 7:45 left. Ducks have been in control of this one pretty much from the second quarter on. Brinks studies a 7-man Zeeland East front. The four guys in the linebackers and the defensive backs are up close as well. They give up the middle to Postma.
Danny Bowder.
Check that. Bowder on the carry, rather, and he's to midfield and into West territory, or rather East territory at the 49. So it'll be third, and we'll call it four. Bowder came into the ballgame tonight, averaging nearly 13 yards a carry, and despite having rushed for almost 1,200 yards on the season, he had only carried the ball 94 times, which is only a little over 10 times a ball game. Basically, they like to spread the football around, do Zeeland West. Brinks takes, hands it off to Hessian over the right side. Cole to the 45. He's got the first down, and he almost spun away. He's down to the 43. And you got to figure the Zeeland East defense is really tired right now. They have spent a lot of time on the field here in this second half. Trent Kujawa checks in at one of the halfback positions, and Bowder will come out. First and 10 for Zeeland West from the East 43. Down to 6:35 left, 36-13 West. Detroit Red Wings hockey to follow from the Saddle Dome in Calgary. Red Wings and Flames. Ken Cal Paul Woods with the call after this one is over with. Here's the give on the left side of Kujawa. Trent inside the 40 down to the 39.
Kujawa carries Austin Bellis on the tackle.
Austin Bellis with another stop.
Ball spotted at the 39.
Kujawa scored in the third quarter, his first touchdown of the season. It'll be second and six for Zeeland West from inside the Zeeland East 40. It's at the 39. Been a wet night, but it's been a big night for the guys in green and gold. Brinks brings him up to the line. We're under 6 minutes left. Brinks is going to hand it off to Bowder. He makes one man miss. He cuts back. Bowder to the 35, to the 30, down the sideline. He's to the 20. He's gone. 10, 5, touchdown.
Danny Bowder
zigzagging his way through. He goes 39 yards to the end zone. His third touchdown of the night. His 29th touchdown of the season, and it's now 42-13 Ducks. It looked like East had him hemmed in, but Bowder cut back to his right and then zigzagged to his left, and next thing he knew, he had nothing but green turf in front of him. Ducks will go for two here. So both Hessian and Bowder are over 100 yards rushing for the ball game. Here's Hessian with it, and he'll go in for the two-point conversion. So now it is Zeeland West 44, Zeeland East 13 with 5:33 left to go. And I think the Ducks can start preparing for next weekend for either Grand Rapids Christian or Forest Hills Northern. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com. Danny Bowder now 132 yards on 11 carries, 3 touchdowns tonight. Cole Hessian 115 yards, 17 carries. He has a touchdown. The kick is away by Lundeen. It is going to roll into the end zone, and Gregory will let it roll into the end zone for the touchback. So the Chicks will get it at their 20, 5:33 to go. It's now 44-13, Ducks in the lead, and West headed for its eighth consecutive victory. And, boy, what started out as a terrific season for the Chicks, a 5-0 start, is going to end with five consecutive losses. Pohanka comes out to lead the West offense. We've not seen Dykstra play quarterback tonight. We have seen him off and on at QB this year. Two receivers on the left side, single receiver on the right. Pohanka will be back next year. Pohanka, quick screen on the outside. It is caught at the 20, up to the 25, upfield to the 30, and with a first down out to the 33-yard line. That's Devin Butler, the junior wide receiver. Butler, his third catch of the night. It's a gain of 13. And East in a little bit of a hurry-up mode right now. 5:22, 5:21 left to go. Twins to the left, single receiver right, two running backs in the backfield with Pohanka. Pohanka takes, quick pass. They go back to the opposite side this time, and I think that's Butler again on the catch, and that time they're ready for him. It's actually going to be a loss. It's a loss of a yard back to the 32.
Jason Tran
on the stop for Zeeland West. We'll call it second and 10 and a half. About a half yard loss on the play there. We're under 5 minutes to go. This time two receivers on either side. Pohanka's got Vini lined up to his left. Pohanka takes, drops back to throw with protection. He's going to air it out deep. He's got a man out there, and a diving attempt. Did he make the grab? He did. A beautiful diving catch.
Diving grab by Josh Hart.
Josh Hart with the grab at the Zeeland West 35, but hold everything. There looks like there's a flag. It's coming back. It's holding against the Chicks. That was a beautiful diving catch by Josh Hart at the 35-yard line, but the big play is wiped out by a holding penalty. And if you think about it, it was back-to-back holding penalties right after East had gotten that turnover when it was still 14-0, and the Chicks had an opportunity in West territory. It then led to the interception, which then set up Danny Bonner's 53-yard TD run that busted this game wide open. They'll mark it back at the 20 after the penalty. It's second and 23 for the Chicks. Three receivers tightly bunched on the right, single receiver left. Pohanka in the gun, looking at a four-man front. Low snap, quick screen on the outside. It's a bubble screen, and weaving his way through to the 25 and not much further. I believe that was hard on the catch. Check that Butler. That's Butler's fifth catch of the night. They'll give him to the 26. It's third and 17.
For Chicks first down.
Friday, I take the kids out to the cafeteria.
Down to 3:30 to play. The clock continuing to roll. Zeeland West 44, Zeeland East 13. Two receivers on either side. Pohanka in the gun. Dan takes, back to throw, gets a little pressure, and he's going to, oh, he escapes two rushers, and he throws, and it's almost intercepted. Pohanka somehow escaped the clutches of Trent Kajawa, got the pass away, and it was almost intercepted on the sideline. It was intended for Josh Hart. It'll be fourth down and 17 from the 26-yard line with 3:10 to play. And Zach Popham may have been shaken up on that last play. He came off the field and he's getting his legs looked at. I think he felt he was chop blocked on that play. Trips left, single receiver right on fourth and long. Pohanka in the gun. This will probably be the last offensive play of the year for the Chicks. Pohanka back to throw. Rolls out to his right. Rolling. He throws it deep. It's going to be intercepted. Coming up field with it. To the 45. Down to the 40. Grant Postma. That's his fourth interception of the season.
Returns the ball into...
down to 2:59 left to go, and the Ducks should be able to run the clock out and walk out of here with a win. So the second interception of the night for the Zeeland West defense. Kajawa had one earlier. Casey Briggs comes out, and the Ducks can pretty much run the clock out here. So the Ducks will be home next weekend against either Grand Rapids Christian or Forest Hills Northern. They play at 1 o'clock tomorrow at Grand Rapids Christian. We get an officials timeout here. Looks like one of the East players with a equipment issue, and they've resolved it. Casey Brinks under center. Brinks. Hands it off to Nolan Rapp up the middle, and Rapp is down to the 36. Some fresh faces in the ball game right now. Trevor Jordan is in at one of the halfback positions. And Micaiah Klosterman, a sophomore, is in the ball game as well at one of the halfback spots. Gain of four. Clock running, 2:30 to go, second and six from the 36-yard line. Brinks under center. Brinks is going to hand it off and down to the 30. That's Nick Jash.
Yeah, we haven't seen Nick in a while. He was we saw him at other times in the early part of the season, and he was running the ball fairly well. He came in averaging close to 10 yards a carry. Third and less than a yard from just outside the 30 of the Chicks. Under 2 minutes to play. Yeah, if they pick up the first down here, they can drop to an E from this point on. Brinks. And, almost breaking loose. Down inside the 20, down to the 17. That's Nolan Rapp with it. Robert Taylor made the stop, and Taylor was the last line between Nolan Rapp and another Ducks touchdown. First down for Zeeland West at the 17. Check that, the 19. 1:38 to go, and I have to think that the Ducks might just drop to a knee right here. Brinks looks over the defense. And Brinks goes down on one knee. 1:15 to go. Now, they don't need to score anymore. They've got this game well in hand. And the Zeeland West fans start to celebrate. They will be here next weekend. We don't know if it'll be a Friday night or Saturday afternoon contest. Under a minute to play. Zeeland West will go to 9-1 on the season. Zeeland East will end at 5-5. Down to 45 seconds. Brinks will probably drop to a knee right here. He does. And I don't think they're going to have to run another play. Down to 30 seconds. The clock continuing to roll. So for the second consecutive year, Zeeland East won the regular season meeting in overtime. But in the playoffs, Zeeland West got the better of the Chicks. And they will move on to the second round of the playoffs. The players shake hands on both sides. Everybody knows each other, and it's a hard-fought rivalry. The Ducks will advance. They win it tonight over Zeeland East. The final score, Zeeland West 44, Zeeland East 13. Let's go back to the studio for a two-minute timeout, and we'll be back with our Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital postgame show. You're listening to high school football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com.